Geraldine from Bomb and director of the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. Here you are on Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
Oh, yes. Radio Like You Want back in action. And Blag, you're actually in the studio this week. Why are you changing it up on the fly?
Well, it's
I almost didn't recognize you.
We're talking about a few of my favorite things. It's the guns and weed issues of Radio
guns
Like You Want.
Guns and weed. Is this a new magazine that you're coming out with?
It is a new movie
that
Michael Dean has come out
the
with.
The Michael Dean of Bomb fame?
The Michael Dean of Bomb fame, yes.
Wow.
You thought that we'd seen the last of him snorting 80 whippets at some loft party in San Francisco 20 years ago. But you would have been wrong. Michael is back. He's making movies. He's got a podcast. He's all over the map. And he's one of these. I love talking to people that
have different views than you.
No, I hate that.
Me
that's
too.
Why I hated
that's
this
something
guy.
We can agree on.
We can also agree that we got to get some of our regular features in there. We got It Came from the Garage.
Ooh, it's going to be a scary up in here, Blag. But also, we got to visit the lady.
The estrogen OD. Every week we go up the skirt of rock and roll to find what's really going on out there.
We got new tunes as well. Our contributor, John Gentile, is going to be hitting us with some Ceremony. They got a brand new one out. And we got some new stuff from Get Dead, our friends here from San Fantastic.
San Fantastic. You got to get dead, motherfucker. We're local. You understand me? Representing for San Francisco. San Fantastic.
Don't forget the Murdy Surly Devils. They just put out a brand new single, Every Day, I Rise, and it instantly sold out from the website. But you know, we got it right here, Blag, on Radio Like You Want, because each week we got a brand new
world exclusive. Well, you know, it's
a Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
There's a machine between me and the page. It's like a song that rings and bangs. Rhythm for my fingers, melody for my brain.
Every day I rise and no one cares. interrupt this program to bring you a newsflash. Less than 1 hour ago, a gunman stopped a sheriff's car which was delivering two teenage girl criminals to prison, killed Deputy Sheriff Jeff Manley, and severely injured police matron Agnes Hardy. The gunman bound and gagged the matron, placed her in the car with the dead deputy, and drove the vehicle into a gully in Antelope Valley near Lancaster. Policewoman Hardy was able to give the authorities a complete description of the car and the gunman, who is dangerous and well-armed. For further details, keep tuned to this station.
City boy hit the dead end straight. See why I don't go it alone. Having none is like a finger jabs. Lock the door and pick up the phone. Dial 1-800-999. It's hard to tell who you did. Say a day that you pay, yes. But there wasn't many more to the end. This band's not an equalizer. All it takes a little look. That's right, you're doing hard. The shoes on the other foot. I got a gun. Looking up for number one. I got a gun, man. Man, stop, it can be fun. One bullet in the chamber of sex. Your fate has been at a chance. My head has got a real charm. Give death quite a touch of romance. Choose your weapon, make a move. Get your target right in your sight. Several screens and a sudden shot. Really brightens up with your night. Now the boys are packing a pace. Gonna be some changes made. That's right, out of the way. They're gonna need a little first day. I got a gun. Looking up for number one. I got a gun, man. Man, sorry, can be fun. Can't even the moment you knew it. You see my own abilities. You keep us such a penalty. Think you have a heart attack. You really should have thought of that. Oh, you better play. I do. I'm never getting around. I got a gun. I got a gun, man. Looking at my number one. I got a gun. I got a gun, man. Man, started can be fun. Man, started can be fun.
Look at this pair of joking riddles.
What does a turkey do when he flies upside down?
He gobbles up.
Of course.
And number two.
What weighs 6 ounces sits in a tree and is very dangerous. A sparrow with a machine gun. A sparrow with a machine.
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 I don't care.
friends and good times. It's California sunshine. You can have the rest, plus fuck you.
Oh, fuck YouTube lag very much. Get dead right there, San Francisco locals, my friend. Fuck you, that's a brand new one. Demo coming out there. Now, they switch it back and forth. Sometimes
they're acoustic.
We're
playing demos now. That's what we've been reduced to, Mike. Do you believe this? That was a good one, though. These guys are, they're on the way, man. They're coming.
They sent it to us.
They're coming up fast in your rearview mirror, Mike.
They sent it to us via interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com. You two out there in listener land can do the same. I suggest you do. Before that, Channel 3, I Got a Gun from the Channel 3 EP way back in 1981. And we started with things off with a brand new one for the Murder City Devils, Every Day I Rise. Brand new 7-inch that was available on their website. Sold out almost instantaneously. They're doing another pressing. Stay tuned for more details.
It'll probably be a different color vinyl. It'll be different. It'll be speckled or marbled or something.
We got an interview with Michael Dean coming on up, but first we're going old school with the Angry Samoans right here on Radio
Like You Want.
There's nothing more you can leave behind, so forget about Z, get into your mind. Anything looks better when the world's flat. Grab a fork, take your first attack. Lights out! Poke your eyes out. Lights out! Put a pen in your hand, poke your eyes out. I can't see too well, what's it all about? I don't know, man, did you poke your eyes out? Sure thing, I did it today. It's time to get hip to the lights out way. Lights out! Poke your eyes out. Lights out! Let it go before, roll all around. If you poke too far, reach in front of your brain. Fucking your mind, drive you insane. Don't worry much, just let it rip. Today your eyeballs to the lights out grip. Lights out! Put a pen in your hand, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Poke your eyes out. Lights out! Put an axe in your hand, poke your eyes out.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want, this is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. It's my job to bring you all the latest and newest punk rock tunes, and today we're going to merge the punk rock with the indie rock. Today's track comes from Ceremony, they're a band from California. They put out an album last year called Ronette Park, which was fantastic. Ceremony has just signed to Matador Records. Everyone's wondering, are they going to stay punk and hardcore? We're going to find out in March when they release their new album, Zoo. This is the first track off the new album, Hysteria.
There it is. The one you've all been waiting for. Ceremony right there. Brand new one. Hysteria, brought to us by our good friend John Gentile Blagg. What? Are they staying punk? I don't know.
Are they? Inquiring minds want to know.
Nobody really knows. Before that, the Angry Samoans, Lights Out. That's from their classic Back from Samoa. Blagg, you sat down and had a long D&M with your good friend Michael Dean. Guns
I don't know
and
if he's
weed.
My good friend.
You're close,
I mean, honestly,
buddy.
I think in the 80s we got really fucked up several times. We were in each other's proximity, but I didn't really know the guy, and I was amazed when I saw this film come out. You
really?
Know, you're always amazed.
Did it blow
you
away? Did the socks come flying off?
It's an interesting film. I'll go there. I mean, okay. I would say it's worth it for people to go check it out.
So it's called Guns and Weed, and it's about his, I'll call him libertarian views. He might not.
Right.
But you might call him
calls him pretty liberal. Yeah, I guess he says anarchist. Well, you'll hear the interview.
And he draws a connection between the libertarians and gun rights and the people that are doing sort of the marijuana, pro-marijuana people that are seemingly two different camps, but he merges them together in Guns and Weed.
And that's the beauty of the Guns and Weed
concept. Let's hear his band Bomb.
I am so...
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That was Bomb with Spoked Feet, and I am in the studio today with Michael Dean, filmmaker, musician, and all-around fabulous guy. Michael, say hey to the folks of Radio Like You Want.
Hello. How is San Francisco? I kind of miss not stepping on used syringes when I step out of my door here in Wyoming.
I just stepped on one in my hallway. I don't know what the story is there. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Michael Dean is an old friend of mine. He played in a great San Francisco band called Bomb.
Well, yeah, when I first moved to San Francisco in 85, and Jello called me up, and I was, like, totally starstruck. You know, like, wow, my hero's calling me in my, you know, shopping cart I'm living in this alley.
Hey, Michael, I'd like to speak to you, if I may, about the Constitution.
It kind of sounds like Ronald Reagan with a cold, but...
or mixed with Fred Schneider from the B-52s, right?
But I have great respect for him, and he taught me to distrust the government. Like, he was my education when I was 15, listening to Dead Kennedys, and I was like, oh, you mean everything they tell me is not true? And now I'm kind of surprised that he backs politics. Like, I'm totally a straight-up anarchist, and I don't understand why he's involved in politics.
Well, that's a good segue here, Michael, because I watched your film, which we're hyping here, Guns and Weed. And first of all, I got to tell you, I'm just proud as fuck. Anytime one of my homies is out there making a movie, getting people to watch it and putting his opinions out there, I'm applauding. And you've been out there for decades doing this, so hats off to you. But
I got to call bullshit on some of what I've seen in your movie, specifically this idea of anarchy or libertarianism. What you seem to be saying is when Jell-O backs something or somebody backs something like a governmental idea, they're kind of selling out and they're selling out this principle of anarchism. What does it mean to you?
And I did read your interview where you said that you wouldn't piss on a libertarian if he was on fire to put him out. I don't know if I have an alternative. And that's always the criticism with libertarianism and anarchy. And I guess I would say I am a libertarian anarchist, which I don't think are mutually exclusive. I am not a Libertarian Party member. I'm not a voter. Basically, I want everyone to leave me the fuck alone. I'm more afraid of my city council than I am of Al-Qaeda, you know, because my city council can do something with the stroke of the pen that fucks me. And I'm not afraid of all the boogeymen that the government are parading in front of us and saying we need to be over there killing lots of people all the time. I'm not anti-military, but I'm anti the way we run our military.
Well, let me say, I'm 100% with you there. There's too much militarism and bullshit, and I'm with the libertarians, I'm with Ron Paul when they say, get out of this military stuff. So we're all together on this. It's a love fest on anti-military stuff.
And they're militarizing the police at the same time, and a lot of it comes out of the war on drugs, and I'm probably preaching to the choir with most people I'm speaking here, because I imagine that most of your listeners are on drugs right now.
They'd have to be to listen to the songs we play.
I haven't done any drugs since 94. I haven't even had a drink since 94, but I'm probably one of the three or four drug legalization activists in America that don't do drugs. And I'm very pro-gun, which is kind of weird, and that's why we made the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. It wasn't really to unite the left and right, but it's kind of based on an idea. You know the author Robert Anton Wilson?
Sure, yeah, the Illuminati series and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had a joke concept called the Guns and Dope Party, which basically he said, if all the gun people and the dope people in California agreed to disagree and formed a party, and basically you have your hobbies, I'll have mine, we'll leave each other alone, they would be a majority of voters in California. I like the idea, and it kind of, yeah. It's called Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. The website is gunsandweed.com. The trailer's there. DVD comes out December 6th. It's a good little primer to, basically it undoes 13 years of public schooling in 99 minutes. That's why I made it.
Well, that sounds like a pretty ringing endorsement to me. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this film. This is Radio Like You Want.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness.
Carve, he said, this nation. Carve 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 this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Nation. Out. Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Carve, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Carve this out. Machine, he said. Machine. And the Bible. Submachine. Submachine gun. The Bible. And the submachine gun. Carve this nation. Brass knuckles. The submachine gun. And the Bible. Knives. Brass knuckles. And the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbine, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Delmer and Wilgus sat by the slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilgus?
I am back with filmmaker and noted anarchist slash libertarian Michael Dean. Michael, here's my problem with the premise of your film and the basic premise of libertarianism. It puts all the evils on the government, the only thing that nominally represents all of the people. My question is, who checks corporate greed when we've eliminated the government? Who stops rich people from fucking over my air, land, and water, from paying people slave wages? Who is going to check the unchecked if we have no government?
Well, part of the problem is that corporations, as they exist now, as evil big business, are a government thing. They're a government entity. They exist with government protections and the government just slamming them down at every turn to the point where they become pretty much part of the government. General Electric is part of the government. General Electric doesn't pay any taxes, and they're pretty much the outfitter for the military.
But isn't it two different issues? I mean, that's an example of where government has gone wrong when it gets into bed with corporations. So I still got to come back to this question. You're living in Wyoming. You're on your ranch. You just want to be left alone. Suddenly, down the street, a rich person is mining. And you know, they're making good money doing it. And, you know, they're polluting the land. They're ruining the water. They're killing the wildlife. Who walks in and stops him? Can Michael Dean and his couple buddies of his with pitchforks stop that? Because I don't really see who's got the power.
Probably a bunch of neighbors with guns. Actually, okay, it's really hard to say in situations like that because we're not allowed to try it. You know, basically, here's an analogy I like, my friend Nima that I do the podcast that came up with. In the 60s, computers were the size of a building and cost millions of dollars and only corporations and schools and the military could afford them. At that point, nobody had an idea that there would be an iPhone, that there would be something you'd put in your pocket that would cost $200 or $300 that you could reach the world with. Someone saying to me, how would you do it in your libertarian paradise, is kind of like saying to someone in the 60s, what are computers going to be like in 50 years? They won't let us try, so we don't know. Basically, the only things that are evil, the only thing that is evil or wrong is initiating aggression. And my attitude about it is kind of hippie. It's kind of like, do whatever you want as long as it doesn't harm anybody and carry a gun. I'm a hippie with a gun. And it's like, Government, by definition, is an entity that has a monopoly on the use of violence in an area.
Well, Michael, we push violence on this show. We're going to take a break and play a violent song, and we're going to be back with Michael Dean, the classic film Guns and Weed. Radio like you want.
Weapons, weapons, weapons!
Right, 95% straight, Michael Dean on Radio Like You Want. Michael, people always talk about self-defense, but isn't it true that in every single situation where you do self-defense with a gun, someone else is doing self-offense with a gun? There's at least as many people who are proactively attacking you with a gun as people who are defending themselves with a gun. And wouldn't it make sense to just not have guns?
It's kind of interesting and maybe ironic. You're a guy who hates guns but loves violence. I'm a guy who loves guns but hates violence.
Touche. You're absolutely right. I've struggled with that my whole life. And I have to make it this point. I like violence when I win. When I lose, it really bums me out.
I know. I basically think everything should be voluntary, and government is not voluntary. I mean, people say, oh, we need to protect this or protect that, so the government needs to make more laws. First of all, it's getting to the point where there's so many fucking laws, you can't leave your house without being a felon or at least a misdemeanor. I mean, really, it's getting to the point where you cannot do anything. And politicians stay in office by adding laws, basically. We need another law. Laws are backed by guns. When laws are enacted, they have to be enforced, otherwise they're just suggestions. Someone has to be able to throw you in a cage if you break the law. And to throw you in a cage requires the use of guns. If you break the law, the cops will come to try to take you away, and if you say no and resist, they will throw you to the ground and literally put a fucking gun to your head.
At what point do we just admit you're helpless against the government? They're going to get over on you through violence. So doesn't it make more sense to start from a... I mean, if there were less handguns, wouldn't there be less violence?
Well, I'm a little guy. I'm 5'4". Most men can kick my ass. You know, or over half of the men in the world can kick my ass. I am at the mercy of anyone who's having a bad day or is slightly psychotic or whatever every time I walk out of my house. A handgun is a good choice to protect myself. I carry one every time I leave the house. I have for 3 years. I haven't used it. I haven't drawn it. I haven't needed to. You say, well, there shouldn't be handguns, but there should be rifles or shotguns. If I carried a rifle or shotgun openly, which is legal in my state, and I've actually done it just for kicks for filming this movie in this movie. There's a scene of Nima pumping gas while wearing a suit with a loaded, scoped deer rifle over his shoulder, which is basically a sniper rifle. And two rednecks pulled up while we were doing that, and they were like, "Boy, you're going to get shot!" And I said, "By who?" And they drove off. You know, and they probably had a rifle or a shotgun in their truck, too. I mean,
we'll see. Okay, so now you've hit on it. I mean, it's a world full of clowns, Michael. I think we both agree on that. I want my clowns unarmed.
I mean, you're a poetic guy. You enjoy the poetry of life and the beauty of life as well as the darkness of life. I'll give you a poetic take on it. You know, let's get away from logic and statistics here for a second. What kind of life are you living if you don't always have the means to kill another person or yourself within your grasp? Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom at gunsandweed.com.
That's right. Get out there and hype it. Tell me the website for your show, too, Michael.
Freedom Fiends, FreedomFeens.com.
See, you must have learned to spell there in Wyoming, Michael. Well, folks, go out and get it. Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom on radio like you want.
We're not a hate group. We're a love group.
Once I had my heroes, once I had my dream, but all of that is changed now. Get the things inside out. Truth is not that comfortable, no. And mother taught us patience, the virtues of restraint. And father taught us boundaries. They always say we must go. Find a secret from the dust, yeah. That's when I reach for my revolver. That's when it all gets thrown away.
That's when I reach for my revolver. I suggest everyone out there in Wyoming does the same.
Guns and butter.
That's a classic there from Mission of like Burma. Close signals, calls, and marches. Wow, what a cool interview you did there with Michael Dean. I'm Jones, and check out that flick, Guns and Weed.
It's a groovy time. They got one halfway decent chick, and she like is the thing that you're supposed to look at.
There's a girls in that? Yeah.
They got a girl in there. They all got right. A girl libertarian.
I'm all in then. That sounds right. Fantastic.
And you've got to figure that a libertarian girl, she's going to do some stuff. She's not going to want to limit the kinds of things that could be done.
No, she's very libertarian.
That's right.
In the sack.
So
is that what you're saying?
Well, the fantasies run wild. I have no idea what the actual girl they
it's
have is like.
It's all pot. Of my libertarian.
That's right. But as I sat, Lee Wickham's looking at the libertarian
all
girl.
All right.
Like that,
Put away your weed, man. It's time to bail this goddamn nation out. That's what I say. We need more bailouts.
My lord, my head, Michael, I can barely...
Crusty, man, I'm sorry, man. Is that DRI too much for you? I didn't know you were...
It's not really what one could call music, Michael.
Well, it's the kids love it today.
These kids today, don't get me started on them.
Well, and all right, what would you like back in your day? I mean, we've been playing this show a lot. We've been focused on guns and weed and stuff. I mean, did you guys even have weed back in your day?
Indeed we did, Michael, and it was the scourge of the Negro community then as now. So it's sort of a public service. I'm going to play you a gentleman known as Cab Calloway. Who? Now, many folks did this number, but it's a cautionary tale for you kids today.
Now with a hidey high and a holy ho, Cab Calloway and his Harlem Maniacs present a flaming bit of heated Harlem harmony.
Why, what's the matter, this cat here?
He's high.
What do you mean he's high?
Full of weed.
Full of weed?
Yeah.
How old is this cat anyway?
Yeah.
Why, look at that dog. He looks like he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
But lost his mind?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get away from here then. Funny reaper man.
That thing slightly, lightly, and politely. Why, that cat's still high.
Yeah, man!
Smoking typical pot usually produces mind-altering or hallucinogenic experiences, though sometimes it has little or no effect on some people. But as the drug becomes more concentrated, it has all of the effects of any of the hallucinogens. In high dosage, it parallels LSD. And already, more purified marijuana, hashish, and the synthesized THC itself are readily available. Contains a burning agent that keeps the tobacco ignited and burning smoothly. Result, fine gray ash and an evenly burned end. Marijuana has no such burning agent mixed with it. Therefore, it's hard to keep lit. It burns unevenly and generally ends up as a scorched, irregularly burned butt. Refined marijuana, called unmanicured, often contains seeds. Marijuana seeds burn very hot, often exploding like tiny bombs through the paper. These bomb craters are clearly visible even at a distance to those who use their eyes. Marijuana has a sweet, musty odor that is easy to identify. Knowing this, pot smokers often try to hide the telltale fragrance of grass smoke by burning incense in the room. Therefore, the presence of incense or incense burners in a room should be noted. As a matter of fact, once marijuana use has been established, every kind of humidor or container that looks suspicious should be closely inspected for marijuana residue. What's a small square of tinfoil doing here? Strange as it may seem, such squares of foil are strong evidence that hashish is being smoked on the premises. Only educated eyes would recognize this bored wooden block as prima facie evidence of hashish smoking. Here's how it works. The tinfoil is pressed into the small bored hole in the homemade pipe to protect the wood from the heat. Then the foil is punctured to let smoke pass through. A small load of hashish is pressed into the tinfoil and lit. And another potential narcotics victim floats out of the world of reality toward a midnight of eventual regret and despair.
Weed and stuff. It's all about weed and stuff. No, weed and guns this week. That's right there. Martini Kings.
Mike, the love and care that you take with these brilliant pastiches that you tie together.
That's right. Mission Impossible there from Martini Kings. And yes, Blag, I doctored that one up with a little marijuana sniffing out.
You are like the remix 50s. Champion of radio, Mike Ruthier.
All right, we'll move on. Cap Calloway before that. That's Krusty Curmudgeon's pick right there. The Reefer Man. He snuck into the studio while you were out there.
He was giving me shit on the way in here because I was getting high.
Oh, good Lord. That Krusty, man, I tell you what, he just can't put up. You know, he's got some old music in his time that's really good.
He's got a decent collection, but, man, what a fucking bitch that curmudgeon is.
Well, I had to slap him as dentures flew across the room. Teeth shattered on the wall. And it was a
Jesus.
Oh, the Wolfbane's a-blooming.
I thought that might have been him, but it's the garage. Oh, it came from the garage.
Yeah, crazy one this week. Bob Ridley, she was a Mau Mau from She Was a Malmo, the Way Out Mummy single. But this guy's crazy, man. He did all kinds of bit acting through all your favorite TV hits. Bonanza, Twilight Zone, The Incredible Hulk, $6 Million Man.
I was hunting in the jungle and I felt a breeze. I turned around and saw a chick swinging in the tree. She had long white teeth that came to a point for opening beer cans at a rock and roll joint. Like wow, wow, she was a mau-mau. Ahuka, ahuka. Well, I shouted hello there and I nearly dropped dead. She had a sign in her ear that said her name was Fred. I thought she was kooky and kinda silly, cause I recognized this chick, it was Tanganyika Tilly. Like wow, wow, she was a mau mau. Ahuka, ahuka. Well, she thought I was cute, she said I looked divine. Gave me a shrunken head to be a valentine. She tried to get romantic, she acted gay. She bit me in the leg and I shouted, hey, like, what are you doing? Baby, get off my leg. She was mine. Now the years have gone by and my memory strays back to the jungle and those good old days. I'll never more go hunting in the tropic breeze, and never more hear Tilly come a-swinging through the trees, singing wow, wow, like I'm a mau, mau. Wow, wow, like I'm a mau, mau.
Gentle caressing side of radio like you want.
Oh, man. And we are caressing Leather Tuscadero this week.
Mike. Yeah, you know this one?
You have picked
Susie
out a
Quattro.
Classic. She is gorgeous. She's wonderful. And she was on Happy Days, Mike.
Joan Jett prototype right here. 48 Crash.
Estrogen OD on radio like you want.
Svengali.
I call her Leather, Mike. She'll always be Leather to me.
Pinky Tuscadero, maybe? Listen.
Radio like you want, broadcast live from San Fantastic in the Hatemore area. And you know what? You can get a hold of us and you can get on our show like Get Dead did. You can send interviews at radiolikeyouwant.com. Send us your songs. Send for the features. Send us your motherfucking band. Let's make it go.
RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the pertinent information for you, plus a whole archive of our podcasts, set lists, and more. Tells you how to get in touch and how to stay hip. 415-315-9662 is the number to call. Leave a message.
I'll tell you what, man. We are partnered up with a bunch of motherfuckers all over the globe.
PunkRadioCast.com, Louver.com.
Candy now, motherfucker. Until next time.
Worldwide.